Z.
We're not up yet.
But like, I can't play the intro.
Can't play it?
No, it won't let me play it.
Okay. And welcome to Around the Table. Hey, everybody. How's everybody doing today?
I'm great. How are you?
Hey, Ann Lindley is with me today.
Yeah.
Hey, Ann.
Hey. Hey, Dan. How you doing?
I'm doing good.
Good. I missed you a little bit.
Did you really?
Only a little.
You missed me?
Only a little.
Now, when did you think that you're just having all this fun? Now, we'll just have to explain that you were down...
Belize.
In Belize. And you were diving.
Correct.
And this is like what you live for.
It is.
And what, you stub your toe and say a wordy dirt and thought of me or something? Or what's that all about?
It wasn't until the plane trip.
Okay. Were you thinking, oh, I've got to deal with Dan?
Yes,
again.
It's time to go back to Danny Boy.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, no. But it was all good.
It was all good.
We dove with stuff we've not had the opportunity to dive with. So it was really...
Oh, really?
And
what do you mean by that?
Like free range, if you will, Caribbean sharks.
Oh, diving with things.
I thought you meant equipment.
No. And a pod of dolphins. It was just really...
You know, you had
one picture on your Facebook page.
I've got a whole bunch now.
But... Yeah, and there were some dolphins in the back, way in the background.
We counted 15 in that one.
Did they come close?
No, not really.
No, they didn't care, I guess.
Well, and the captain of the boat, he was out feeding sardines to them. So they came in closer got to kill a lionfish. They're really invasive fish. And they have little spiky things
on
them,
don't
you know?
They have little lures on their forehead or something?
Fins.
Yeah.
Some of their fins. But that was a little addicting. Once you kill a lionfish, you're like, where's the rest of them?
They're not
endangered, I would assume.
Not at all. That's the
problem. Too many.
There's too many of them.
So what do you do when you...
Do you eat them?
You can. We did not eat any, but we fed some to the sharks, so they'd...
Okay.
Not... You know, get excited about us.
Yeah.
But that was cool.
Oh, that's cool.
And grouper. Anyway, we saw a lot of stuff.
So, are you using a spear gun? Is that how you kill them?
It's called a pole spear, but yeah.
Oh, you just poke them, or do you shoot them?
Yeah, you shoot them. But it has
like
an elastic
band
thing.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah, well, when I used to watch Sea Hunt, they had the thing where you pull it back, and it was like a rifle.
Right.
Not that.
And you're supposed to aim for their head so you don't mess up the good meat, I guess.
Blah, yeah. Blah, blah, blah. How many times did you hit one every time, or did you miss a couple
times?
I missed
the last morning, I missed one twice, and I went, done.
Okay.
But, yeah, I'd miss some. Or you'd hit them, you just didn't hit them hard enough.
Yeah.
And
you didn't go on
a cruise. You went on
a diving
excursion
right.
to Belize.
Right.
And that's in Mexico, right?
No, it's Central America.
Oh, Central America. Okay.
Yeah.
That's that little hump that comes out. Is that right?
I don't know.
You don't know.
Dan,
I don't know.
All I know is they did not do Central.
You don't look at a map
to say, I need to run in this direction?
It's down there in Central America. That's all I needed
to
know.
But it's on the coast, right?
Yes.
Isn't that little hump that comes
There's
out?
There's an island that we took an hour and a half boat ride from the mainland of Belize City to Turniff Island, which is an island.
Yeah. Okay.
That was really cool.
Yeah. Now you've done this quite a bit. You go
twice a year.
What I think is really funny though, is when you leave here and you start taking pictures of you and
Richard doesn't like that.
He doesn't like you taking pictures.
He doesn't like me to take a selfie, but it's happening.
He seems so uninterested.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. He's over there like, oh no, another trip.
No, it's not that. It's early. The one picture I put on there, it was 6:30 in the morning. I mean, we'd gone
there, 5:00, 5:30 to the airport, and he was just zoned out.
Yeah.
That's how he handles all the security and all that. He doesn't
stress thing.
He doesn't do well with that. He doesn't like that part of it, the airport experience. So.
Do they still make you take
your shoes off?
Well, we have TSA pre-check, so no.
Oh. So kind of like a VIP thing?
Kind of.
You're kind of pre-registered or...
Yeah, except some places like leaving Belize, you didn't get that. I mean, they didn't care.
Well, if I was going to hijack
a plane or something, I would
be a part of that.
Wouldn't
have to check. I'd just go to the front of the line. Right?
Of course you would. You're such a crazy man.
You know, I'm just trying to, throw out all the alternatives.
Yeah, I hear you. Yeah. And your week went well, so I'm
glad.
It went well. Yeah. Yeah. I didn't get into danger. The danger behind this job is thinking and doing at the same time.
That's a hard one.
If I had to sit
and think, everything would be fine. If I had to sit and do, everything would be fine. But you've got time.
Mm-hmm.
You've got to, get your ad breaks in. You got to make sure that the volume's a certain way. I've got a computer here and I've got a computer there. So when I'm here by myself, I got to do all that. So it's
when we did the tea show, Ian kind of handled all that. All we had to do was just sit and talk to our guests.
We were pampered.
Yes.
Pampered television stars.
We were.
We just walk in casually. Where's my makeup? Where's my coffee? Radio's a little different.
Yeah.
You got to work it.
Yeah.
So, I'm having fun.
Yeah, I'm glad.
This is good.
Awesome.
Do you know what the weather's going to be today?
What?
The weather.
Well, I get that. You got as many sheets as I do.
Oh. I didn't look at the weather, but
I sent Ann a text
and I said, you're late.
And I told him I'm not late till it's 9 o'clock. Thank you very much.
Mm-hmm. So you got that TV mentality.
Yeah.
Partly sunny today with high near 54 degrees. And, I like to give the wind. Because this time of year, it's windy and people go out on the lakes, but the guests are not going to be that bad today. So if you're thinking about getting on the lake, it's only going to be around 20 miles per hour.
That's still
mostly clear tonight, low around 33, still cold. Wednesday sunny with a high near 62.
Yay.
And then let me look down here. Friday for the weekend, it's going to be high near 72. Saturday 61 and Sunday 72. So it looks like it's going to be a pretty good weekend for all of us.
I keep reading that there's going to be storms possibly on Friday,
though.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Let me look at I get this from the National Weather Service.
Do you?
Well, that's where everybody gets it.
The National Weather Service puts it out there, and then everybody...
What does it say, Dan?
What does it say? Friday. Oh, it does say. It's 72, but it does say showers. Showers and thunderstorms.
Thunderstorms.
Oh, boy. All right. 80% chance on Friday. So,
see, there you go.
But maybe the weekend will be a lot better.
I hope so. Hey. It's time for that.
We've got... I think we've got two guests today, separate segments of guests.
Okay.
We have Logan Slaughter.
Okay.
And he's a big proponent of autism.
Yes.
And he's going to be talking about an autism awareness meet and mingle event that's coming up.
I think
up.
He's kind of organized that,
from what I understand.
I think he has, yeah. Mm-hmm. And also we have Callie Mundy from Camp Jack.
Okay.
I think she's going to be here. I was told she was going to be here. So
we'll see when
she's always full of information. We'll find out about that.
Sure.
Would you like to, let's see, would you like to learn a little bit more about today in history?
I would love to, Dan.
Well, let's just find out what happened on this day 54 years ago, 1969.
Sweet.
This afternoon.
That was March 28, 1969, 54 years ago today. A former president, war hero, Dwight D. Eisenhower, died in Washington at the age of 78. Brigadier General Frederick Hughes of Walter Reed Army Hospital made that announcement. And I remember this president. I was around when he was president.
I think I vaguely... You're a little older than me.
I am a little older than you. And damn proud of it.
Are you?
I am.
Rock on. Rock on, Dan.
Okay.
Go you.
This happened March 28, 1977, 46 years ago. Do you remember this, Ann?
If you don't recognize this, you've been living under a rock.
Do you remember who wrote this music?
Oh, goodness gracious.
No. I don't either. I hoped you did. I don't have notes on that.
Nope.
This, this was 46 years ago today. Rocky won the best picture for the 49th Annual Academy Awards. When the Academy Awards was worth watching.
Right. I don't watch it anymore.
I don't watch it anymore.
But Rocky's theme was the clip, and that was a good picture.
Yeah,
it still is. I mean,
oh, yeah, it's a good picture.
All of them. But, yeah.
44 years ago today.
My own impression, based on all that I've heard, is that this is the most serious accident involving nuclear power generation in the history of the industry in this country.
A dangerous accident occurred 44 years ago at the Three Mile Island nuclear plant in Pennsylvania. Colorado Senator Gary Hart led a congressional delegation there. Do you remember that?
Yes. No. I was 18.
That was those cone-shaped coolers.
That was
what they were.
Devastating.
Yeah, and I think that was the first one. Now, you remember Chernobyl over in Russia. That was a disaster.
Oh,
I think still today it's isolated. People can't go there. But this was the biggest scare.
Right.
Do you remember
this? This is nuclear power, people.
Yeah, yeah. And people say, you know, if it had a meltdown, it would drill a hole all the way to China and come out the other side. I mean, I don't know if that's true or not, but still.
That's what they say.
Okay, 44 years ago today.
Please stay indoors with your windows closed.
Oh.
That was
short. Well, that's from the same incident.
Yes, same incident.
3 Mile.
The dangerous accident occurred at 3 Mile Island power plant in Pennsylvania. Residents living nearby were warned not to venture outside.
I don't want to be anywhere near it, but I guess they were kind of stuck. You know, that's...
Yeah, what do you
do? Who knew it was going to happen?
I mean, how do you escape nuclear...
You don't.
Fallout.
You don't.
I mean, it penetrates everything.
I can't imagine.
When I was young, that we did drills. Nuclear drills.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Where was that?
Where was it?
Yeah.
It was all across the country.
Wow.
Every school.
I don't remember ever that.
Oh, yeah. Drop and get under your desk and cover your head. Or
that was always tornado drill for me.
No, these were nuclear. This is back in probably early 60s.
The golden ages.
Yeah, the golden ages. Whatever. Oh, we got a birthday cut.
Sweet.
You bring a touch of perfection.
She's got a good voice.
Just a little love.
And you know she's still love performing?
I believe so.
Okay.
Reba McEntire, people. Okay. She turned 68.
Yeah, she was born the same year I was.
Now you just gave everybody your age.
Oh, my gosh. No, that was a lie.
You're lying now. Okay, Dan.
Okay, here's another birthday cut.
I want to take a minute or two and give much respect to the men that made a difference in my world. And although most men are holy,
you know, to be honest, this is my favorite rapper.
Do you really listen to Salt Pepper?
I have no idea. No clue. Sorry.
Cheryl James.
Okay. She's 57 years old today. Wow. She's been rapping a long time.
She has.
And
this is what a man. Okay.
It's the kind of thing where literally I play the game, it's like 4 hours go by. Fate has me highly skilled and loaded with talent.
You know, I haven't seen Vince Vaughn in a flick in a long time. No, not a long time. But he was born on March 28, 1970. He's 53 years old today. And he spoke about his love for video games.
You know what? He is comical.
Oh, you like that?
I truly love Vince Vaughn films. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he's got a comedic flair about it. You know what's funny about that?
Dodgeball!
Yeah, I guess he picks those roles. And I guess, you know, people don't understand, I think, a lot of times when the actors are doing their lines, they have to act a certain way, so they have to have a comedic,
thing
about it.
It's kind of typecasting who they are,
I guess,
probably.
Like Adam Sandler.
Right.
And he always does the comedic thing.
Yeah.
All right, and here's our last birthday cut. That is Stephanie Germata.
Better known as Lady Gaga.
Oh, I'm sorry. And she was born on March 28, 1986, 37 years ago today. And she's famous for her over-the-top and sometimes just plain outrageous outfits and performances. She won an Oscar for her song Shallow in 2019 for the movie Poker Face.
Shallow was from Stars Born remake. And she did a phenomenal job. She didn't have all the garb on. She was very just plain Jane, and it was great. Yeah. That was a good movie.
She's an awesome singer.
Yes, she is.
And a performer.
You bet.
Well, you know what?
What, Dan? What is it? What
I'm feeling. You know what I'm feeling?
What are you feeling?
I'm feeling a break coming on.
Are you?
Ready for a break?
I'm ready for a break. Let's take a
break. And when we take that break, coming back, we're going to be meeting Logan Slaughter.
Cool.
Stay with us. This Buff. And welcome back to
Around the Table. We have with us in the studio, we have a couple people with us. We have Logan Slaughter. And Logan, how are you doing today?
You said that you wake up and you're feeling
awesome every day.
I'm better than ever.
It's good to be alive.
It is. We're blessed.
Yes.
Now, I asked you, I said, how do you know that? And you said,
I just wake up every day knowing that.
Just knowing that, okay.
Just knowing it, feeling it, and making it work.
Yeah. Well, even on a bad day.
And you have with you who?
This is Julia Flippo, and she's helping me with my stuff, my events, and autism stuff.
Is she your person?
She's my person.
She's your PA.
She is. She's my
assistant.
PA.
I don't mind at all.
Yeah, I call her the team leader. So.
Awesome.
She's awesome. Yeah.
Well, let's talk about autism
a little bit. I know you got to. Let's talk about the event first. It's coming up when?
Yeah. April 14th. And we're really excited.
That's a couple of weeks from now. Yeah.
I know.
Yeah. Right. And it's a meet and mingle?
Yeah, it's really just an autism celebration for the community coming together. Kind of like the Wear Blue for Logan Day that was a while back.
Uh-huh.
And so we want a lot of people with autism to come, but we want it for the whole community to come, everybody. It's welcome for everybody. Just a big celebration. We're going to have a big cake, autism cake, and so help us cut the cake. But we invited a lot with autism to come so they can feel important as they are and just feel involved. But it's open to everybody. That's kind of been a misunderstanding.
It's
open to everybody. All the community there.
Will you have some awareness, some education?
Yeah,
talk about that.
And we'll be having door prizes and things like that. And so it's from 3 to 5:30.
Where will it be?
It'll be down at Ruby's.
Three Wishes for Ruby.
Oh, okay.
On the square. Yeah.
Yes. Oh, okay. Yes.
Right. They've let us team up with them to use their facilities and to, to have a place for us to do this.
Okay.
And I think also, Logan, you want to remind them about the support group that you want to start?
Yeah, we're doing a support group. And so we're going to try to meet every so often with people that have autism to kind of have them a place to feel included and welcomed. And so, and do activities for the seniors. So Ruby and them are just awesome people.
They are. I mean, they have a good,
awesome.
A good thing going on. And how nice of them to partner.
I know. They're wanting to... Amanda was wanting to do something with me, so we finally got to. So it's going to take a while, but we're excited.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm so happy that you're doing that.
Thank you.
I hope that, our listeners, if you know someone with autism, please make them aware of this event.
Well, autism
goes undiagnosed for a while, does it not?
It does.
Yeah.
They're doing a lot of early detection now, but I've been seeing on the news it's such on a high. It's getting higher and higher.
Right. Well, are there a lot of different
types of autism?
There
I know
is.
That there's some high functioning autism, and then there's some autism where people are isolate. They like to isolate themselves. They don't communicate. But there's a wide range of autism. Is that correct? Am I thinking correctly?
Yeah, you are. It's a whole spectrum. And sometimes we get caught up and we just think it's one way.
But
it's kind of like a rainbow. It's all different colors.
Right.
And so 1 in 44 in the U.S. it affects.
Wow.
And so it's just a whole. I'm very high functioning, but there's some that are not.
Right.
But I'm glad I can be that voice for those without one.
So at what age were you made aware that you had, or that your family was made aware? I don't know how young you were.
Yeah,
but
I was 10.
Okay.
And so there was a lot of signs growing up, but they kind of, as you go on, it kind of is unnoticed sometimes.
More noticeable.
And so I got diagnosed at age 10, And it's been a blessing ever since. It was hard, but it's been a great thing.
When your parents are good to advocate, mm-hmm. they've advocated with you and for yes. you, which is
yeah.
great.
My yeah. mom's awesome. You know
mom. I know your mom. Yeah. She's awesome. She's just awesome
she's
in
just
general.
Such a good mom, and I have a great family and a great support system and sure. friends that support.
And like I hope that other people with autism have the same you
I
know,
do too.
For them.
Yeah. I pray for them every day. Yeah.
Did were you diagnosed by
a doctor?
I was.
At some point, yeah.
Yeah,
we can went, you tell us about that?
Yeah, we went over to Fayetteville. His name's Dr. Lawson, I think, over in Fayetteville. And he spent about 2 hours with me. And he said, he asked Mom, have you ever heard of something called autism? And she knew, heard about it, but she didn't know much about uh-huh. it. And he said, well, Logan has it. And so her heart kind of broke at the time, you know, but... he said, it isn't the end of the world, Mom, you know.
Right.
And, you know, that made it all better because mm-hmm. it isn't the end of the world. It's not.
Well, look what you're out doing.
Well,
you know?
Turn your mess into a blessing.
You bet.
And a message.
Well,
but.
You know, I think that
viewers and radio listeners out there that may suspect that their child or cousin or whatever may have autism, do you have any suggestions on what they should do?
Yeah, I think you should go get checked out a little bit and kind of see what's there. There's a lot of signs, mm-hmm. But I think you just have to accept it. Yeah. And that was easy for me that Mom said, what do you think the cure for autism is? And I said, acceptance. Mm-hmm. Because in life, when you accept things, it gets easier.
Well,
to
you
help,
can, you
find
can,
ways to help.
If you know you have it, mm-hmm. or then you can take steps to help
yeah.
through that whole process.
Yeah.
If you know, but you have to be diagnosed and made aware or whatever.
Yeah.
And
we need an autism center here. That would be cool at the hospital. Mm-hmm. And
do you know locally how many people might have autism?
I
any
don't.
Idea?
Well,
I'm just curious.
You had a statistic there. One.
Right, one in 44
yeah,
people.
In the US.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When we spoke to the people in the school systems to try to get them on board with this, one of the leaders said that there was 15% in high school.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's a pretty high
That's a
number.
Pretty high number, sure.
And it's getting to be, like Logan said, more and more individuals that they're seeing and recognizing the signs of
right.
autism. Mm-hmm. So
well, that goes to show you that they have ways to
diagnose it and to focus in on it. Look at the times when we were in school, there was no
they
autism.
They probably just thought they were trouble, you know?
Yeah.
I'm troublemakers
yeah.
or right. whatever. It's
yeah.
not a fair thing for those
so,
kids at all.
Since it's such a wide spectrum, mm-hmm. And there's different degrees of awareness.
Or what's the word? When you notice it.
Mm-hmm.
If there's people out there that... are confused or think there's something wrong with my child,
mm-hmm.
before you give up on the child, make sure that you at least take them in to do
sure.
whatever's necessary. And did they just talk to you or give you a test? Or
I think he probably just spent did kind of a test in his mm-hmm. own way, but spent about 2 hours with me and he saw all the signs.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, we don't have an expert with us here today, but
I
that
know.
Would be an awesome thing to do
yes,
is have
would.
Some have an expert to talk about autism and how it affects the wide spectrum.
Yeah,
because it's not one thing.
No,
you say that you're high functioning.
Mm-hmm.
I knew someone that had a child that they did not know that she had autism
mm-hmm.
for until she got into school. She just thought
wow.
that was her personality.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
And then when she got into school, she had a huge problem. It wasn't learning, but it wasn't interacting with the kids
right.
and interacting. She just did not want to interact.
Yeah.
She was highly intelligent, but she just didn't. And I think that's a common thing in autism.
It is.
Yeah.
You kind of feel lonely and don't have a lot of friends.
Right.
And I've been there. And you kind of don't know how to interact and, you know, social cues and stuff
right.
like that.
Now look at you. You're blowing
yeah, I think you're doing a pretty good
you're
job.
You're blowing through the community now,
thank
Logan.
You so
all
much.
Of them.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you.
I love
yeah.
people.
And is there did you have to go through a
phase in your life where you had to learn those new social skills?
Well, I had Yeah, I guess I did. You know, in school, I hated recess and I hated lunch because I didn't feel, I didn't have anybody to play with and I didn't have anybody to eat with. And those are the most fun things for kids to have, but I dreaded it every day. And so I just kind of was my own friend and my mom was my best friend. And so I thought, well, you know, I have a lot of friends, I have friends that matter, you know, my mom and God and... but it is a very lonely place, and so I try to do the best I can, you know,
having support. I love the idea that the Love Like Logan slogan, because he always says that autism is love, and I think it's because of love and through love that he's come so far, and that he's doing things like he's doing today, you know, and with this meet and mingle and getting a support group for these people that have autism, not only kids, but, you know, adults as well. You know, sometimes, like you say, they miss the mark. They can't, you know, we don't see who has autism just by looking at them or whatever. And they need that support. And so a support group here in Harrison would be a wonderful thing.
I think that's awesome. A wonderful thing to have.
Hopefully, hopefully we can get that started. And do that.
That's our thing after we...
But your meet and mingle
is coming up April the 14th. And is... What day is that? A Saturday?
It's a Friday.
Okay. At what time?
3 to 5:30.
And that's at Ruby's Place?
Yeah. Three Wishes for Ruby.
Right downtown.
That's great.
Yeah. They're so nice. It's going to be fun.
Okay. Well, we encourage people to come down and meet and greet with you and mingle with you. And if there's someone out there that has a child or knows somebody that may fit into that category of maybe having autism, maybe that you can have some time one-on-one with them that you could maybe help them understand a little bit more about where they're at.
And you don't have to be isolated. I mean,
you know.
Yeah.
I would think you could isolate yourself very easily, which you said you did.
We're forgetting, but we need to talk about that important thing that you're doing, too, that really, really special thing.
What are you doing?
I'm doing a children's book.
What?
Writing a children's book.
He never ceases to amaze us, does he?
I'm writing a children's book. It's going to be called Love Like Logan, and it's going to be done in December, so I'm really excited.
Is it going to be an illustrated book?
Yeah, it's going to be an illustrated book, and so... I can't wait for that. I never knew how hard it would be to write a children's book until.
So, are you working with a publisher already?
Well, not yet. How does that, but we're trying to get all the editing done.
Who does your editing?
Well, I can't say.
He's got to have some surprises.
No. Yeah, some surprises.
Now, is this based around autism?
Yeah, it is. Okay. It's going to be kind of, you know, ways to love. And
It's not necessarily a biography of Logan. No. It's just,
Yeah,
and there's not a character named Logan in the book.
Well, yeah, it's kind of as I was kind of thinking, like a walk with Logan, and so it's going to be kind of like that. I'm going to be in the book, but as kind of a cartoon as I am already.
I can't wait for that.
Yeah, it'll be. I've always wanted to do one because I love kids.
Well, you'll bring it back when it's finished, and we'll peruse it.
Yeah, I'm excited.
Peruse.
Logan, thank
you so much for being here.
Thank you so much.
Good luck with the meet and greet, and if we can help you out in any way, please come back.
Yeah. We'll come down there and have some cake.
You bet.
Oh yeah.
And visit. Good luck, Kate. Thank you guys so much for always supporting and helping me.
You bet. Absolutely. And
thank you for being here.
I couldn't have done it without her.
We are going to take another break, and
when we come back, we've got more stuff for you around the table. Stay with us. Welcome back. Hope you're having a great day. Anne's over there dancing.
You bet.
Now, is this the Harlem Globetrotters?
I believe so, Dan. Yeah. Have you ever seen those?
I have.
They were amazing.
Well, I watched them when
Curly and
the original
Meadowlark Lemon.
Yes.
I remember those
Lemon?
Guys.
Lemon.
Meadowlark Lemon was his name. Yes.
They were great.
Yeah, they were great. And they were the quintessential Harlem Globetrotters.
You bet.
Yeah. We went to see them, I think at University of Dayton Arena when I lived in Ohio. Yeah, it was in Ohio. But it was a school function, and we went up there, and they they mingled in the crowd, and it was just, sure. It was phenomenal. I'm sure they're all dead and gone by now. But
they had people that took over that whole Harlem Globetrotter, you know?
Yeah.
Anyway, I don't know
if they still travel around doing that.
Yeah, they still do. Oh, okay. And they've changed over the years. But yeah, they're still in business.
I would hope so.
Still entertaining. Hey, there's a prescribed burn scheduled.
For actually started yesterday, but I'm sure it's going to be running through. It's going to be near Witch Springs, and the U.S. Forest Service has prescribed a burn for an area portion of the Ozark St. Francis National Forest. National Forest Fire Managers will conduct a local burn in Searcy and Newton counties. They started that yesterday.
And when you see, you know, you'll get on Facebook and they'll be like,
so smoky, it's so smoky. If you just listen to this show, you'd know why. There you go.
And that burn will be in the vicinity of Witch Springs, and they're going to burn about 4,690 acres around the Big Piney Ranger District.
You know, don't you always kind of, or I get concerned thinking when the wind is 20 miles per hour or whatever, how easily that could get out of hand. But I guess they have plenty of people.
Well, you know, they set up a zone and they set up a perimeter around so they know that the fire will only burn in certain areas.
How do they keep that? What do you mean the perimeter?
Well, they make sure that there's either roads or they make fire breaks.
I gotcha.
You know what a fire break is?
No.
Well, if you're burning your leaves.
Yes.
You make a break around the area that you're burning
by
raking the leaves away from that area.
Okay.
And there is a formula for however high the fire is, you make the break so wide.
Okay.
And I don't remember the formula, but I
when I was a volunteer fireman, I didn't really do the fire part of it, but we had to learn all of that stuff.
Well, I'm so glad that you're educated.
Yeah. And when I burn my leaves, I'll do the fire break and the whole thing, and then the neighbors come over and say, you're burning the whole place down. No, I've got it under control.
We don't burn our leaves, but we just mulch them.
Yeah?
We did catch our wood pile on fire.
How'd you do that?
Well, we have a hardy furnace, so it's an outside furnace that you
put
it in, and the sparks kind of flew out.
Do you have an auger, or do you have to load it?
It'd be me and Richard
for
the loaders.
Okay.
We just get a lot of wood during the winter and
feed
it. Is that your main source of heat?
In the winter. When it's below freezing, you have to do something unless you shut the whole thing down.
Do you
down
have a forced air heater?
Yes,
okay.
I guess.
This is your
it's
backup.
Like a radiator. It's, you know, radiates through the house. And then you can also just heat with water and or use
heat
it for
with water.
Use it for water.
I've never heated with water.
Shut up, Dan.
Okay, if you're interested in
Knowing about where they're doing burns, you can do a daily subscribe burn updates. You can go to the fs.usda.gov for more information, or you can go call their toll-free number at 888-243-1042.
There you go.
And I guess if you're wondering, are they doing a prescribed burn, you can call the number and say, hey, you guys burning? And they'll probably say, yeah, we are.
After you see it, because you'll see it. Many times.
Many times.
What's next, Dan?
You got any news over there for me there?
I don't know. Is
this one? I've got one that says All-Star Game Tips at 6 p.m. Monday.
That was yesterday.
Oh.
That's old news.
You gave me old news.
Thanks
a lot, Dan.
I did that
Way
for
to
a
go.
Reason.
Way to throw me under the bus. I'm not coming back.
Hey, no. You know that
Tyson has been laying off workers?
Are they?
They have been. Let me see. In the Fort Smith area? Nearly 1,000 workers will lose their jobs when Tyson closes the plant
May.
That's a big number. And the University of Arkansas at Fort Smith is going to help them with the Western Arkansas Planning and Development District to help those impacted by the closure of the Van Buren plant. They will offer workshops to help workers learn new skills and build their resumes.
Which is great.
Yeah.
I mean, thankfully, but why are they... I wonder why they're laying off.
You know, I don't know.
Well, that's a very important piece of information that's not on this piece
of paper. I would imagine that's not functioning properly, or they're not making a profit, or whatever. The plan is to do everything possible to sustain the local economy in that area and in the community by not forcing them to move out of the state to find work. That's really good.
I will say that's admirable that they're trying to help them develop some other skills to be able to get jobs.
Because that's an entry-level occupation, I would assume, and helping someone move past that where they could either go back to school or learn a new trade. And, you know, in today's time, trades are few and far between.
It may be the perfect opportunity for someone, you know, to be able to upgrade themselves. And
not sure what they're going to teach, but, you know, if someone learns a new trade like auto mechanics or
people don't
that kind
give
of thing.
Trade school and trade jobs enough credit.
Right.
Where would you be?
You talk to a lot of people that are, you know, going to college or whatever, and so what are you going to major in? Computer science.
Yeah.
I want to sit in front of a computer all day. Mm-hmm. And, you know, there still needs to be people that build homes, build buildings.
Electricians.
Plumbers.
All that. Yeah, plumbers.
And people think that those are low jobs, but they're actually not. Those are highly skilled jobs and well-respected. There will be a time, hopefully, that we'll take most of the jobs back from China and build our country back to a point
it would
where
be nice.
We can say that was made in Arkansas or that was made
in the USA
in
anyway.
The USA again.
Because it's phenomenal to me the way you can look at stuff and it's all made, not all, but a lot's made elsewhere.
You know,
Who Cheech and Chong is? Well, Cheech Marin of the Cheech and Chong's group, which is, I guess they've been gone for many, many years now. He is set to speak at Crystal Bridges Museum of the American Art in next month, in April. He's a comedian, actor, musician, and activist. Will speak at the Crystal Bridges Museum of America Art in April, and his appearance comes at a time when the museum in Bentonville is showing the exhibit Diego Rivera's America. At his appearance in Arkansas, Marin will be joined by ART News Senior Editor Max Duren. They plan to talk about the importance of Chicano art, Marin's own collection of Chicano art, and connections between contemporary Chicano art and the work of artist Diego Rivera and the themes of the exhibition. Tickets for this event, which is in the Crystal Bridges Museum's Great Hall from 6 to 7 p.m. April 24th, are $30, $24 for Crystal Bridges Museum members. You can reserve and purchase a spot at tickets.crystalbridges.com, or you can call the guest services at 479-657-2335, and that's located at Crystal Bridges, 600 Museum Way in Bentonville, Arkansas.
You know, I'm thinking of that movie Up in Smoke. I'm sure
a lot of people said, I'm thinking, really? There's a lot more to this movie.
Hey, Dave. Dave's not here. Oh, no, I'm Dave.
Classic.
Oh, dear.
Very funny.
Yeah.
Let's see. What else do we have here?
I've got something about the Missouri Department of Conservation. Is that relevant since it's not yesterday's news?
Yeah, this is relevant. Absolutely.
Encourages public to be bear aware this spring. Missouri Department of Conservation, MDC, says Missouri is home to an estimated 900 black bears, with most living in the southern part of the state.
Well, what's important about this, I saw this news article, and it's talking about Missouri, but there's bears here in Arkansas,
too. Oh, sure there are. Like, in our vicinity. Mm-hmm. I've not ever seen one in the wild, but they're there.
Yeah, and with spring around the corner.
What happens? Bears will start
to leave their winter dens in search of what?
Food.
It is important for people to remove or secure bear attractants from their property, such as bird feeders, trash, barbecue grills, pet food, and food waste. And I got to say, you know, that's hard to do in the spring because everybody starts their whole.
Yeah. You know, we had a bear, it's been several years ago, but at the cable office here, the Cox Cables office, there's a piece of property right behind there. It's just a small
strip of land, and it's really too small, too steep to build anything on. But it's a little wooded area, and there was a bear that they had to kill because it was in town. It came to town, so you know you think we don't have to worry about bears in town. Well, it
came
all the way from the outer city limits to the Cox. So.
I'm sure as they
clear land and do work on land on the outskirts, it might push them forward into city.
What motivates wild animals more than anything
else? Food.
Food, yeah.
As bears become active in the spring, they are on the search for food, keeping areas free of attractants to allow bears to find natural foods on their own is in everyone's best interest, Dan. Mm-hmm. So you need to do that. You just make sure you do that. Experts say food is usually a bear's main motivation, but it can also be a main source of conflict. Here are some tips to avoid attracting black bears to possible food sources. Stash and latch your trash. Store garbage, recyclables, and compost inside a secure building or in a bear-proof container until trash pickup day. What's a bear-proof container?
I don't know. Chains and locks and
concrete blocks on top of things.
Like
I don't know.
Like cover, you know, block.
No. Well, the Park Service have those bear-proof, but they're like quarter-inch steel. I mean, come on.
And not everybody's gonna have
no,
that.
No.
Keep grills and smokers clean and store them inside. I don't do that. Nope. Don't leave pet food outside.
Fail. Feed pets a portion of each meal and remove the empty containers. Refrain from using bird feeders in bear country from April through November. That's the exact time when all the
That's where all the
bird feeders
migration
are.
Migration and all that's happening. Use electric fencing to keep bears away from the beehives, chicken coops, vegetable gardens, orchards, and other potential food sources. And keep your campsites clean and store all food, toiletries, and trash in a secure vehicle or strung high between two trees. Do not keep food or toiletries in a
tent, and do not burn or bury garbage or food waste.
I wonder what bears would want toiletries for.
Maybe they need to look pretty.
Because somebody's going to take their picture, Lacey, and their shirt stopped. I don't know. With black bears.
While black bears are generally a shy, non-aggressive species, and bear attacks are rare, follow these tips when outdoors in bear country. My step-father-in-law had a bear, but it was Betsy the
bear.
A pet bear. But she got kind of like, she ended up.
How big did she get?
She was pretty big.
Okay.
Pretty big. And she got too big to, you know, he would go in and wrestle with her, but it came a point where she went to Turpentine Creek.
Okay.
And then she passed away there.
Okay.
That was kind of a neat deal. What's next, Dan?
Was that it?
Oh, I'm not done.
There's more. There's
make
more
noise,
tips.
Such as clapping.
Singing. Or talking loudly to prevent surprising a bear. I don't believe that would be hard for me to do at all. Travel in a group if possible. Keep dogs leashed. Be aware of surroundings. If there is sign of a bear, such as tracks or scat, avoid the area. Leave bears alone. Do not approach them and make sure they have an escape route. Well, duh.
Have you ever ridden
people
on
are silly when they go after them. And
I see scat. Bear
scat a lot when we go hiking.
I don't know what bear scat looks like. Can you describe it?
I could, but probably not very good to do it here. We can look it up on Google. We could do that. Let's take another break. And when we got some more fun stuff for you. And Limley, Dan Reynolds, we're here, and we'll see you in just a few minutes after these breaks.
Arkansas State Parks are your passport to explore everything the natural state has to offer.
Around the table with Dan Reynolds and Ann Limley's here with us today.
Yo.
Hi, Lynn.
Lynn?
Yeah.
Did you call
that's
me
your
Lynn?
That's your new Lynn name.
Well, I could say what your new name is, but I don't think it's probably radio appropriate. So there.
Oh, boy.
Well, I'm glad you're back. I'm glad you had a good time.
I did.
Underwater.
Always good. It's a whole new
world down there, people. You know.
And that's something that
you and your husband just kind of gravitated to. I mean, I remember
we,
the first
we went,
one you were kind of nervous about going.
We went all in. Go big.
Go home. We bought all of our stuff, our equipment.
You bought your own stuff?
And we take it with us.
You don't take the tanks, do you?
Well, really, Dan, no. Tanks and weights are always provided.
What about the regulators?
I definitely take mine.
You take your own regulator?
I do. Yeah. And my own dive. I have my own dive computer and all that mess. So
have you ever,
taken a shell home or anything like that? Or something that you found on the...
Maybe.
On the floor?
Maybe.
But you're not supposed to yet, is what you're telling me?
Normally they say don't.
So I've got some blackmail.
You do? Who are you going to tell?
I don't know, but I might tell the customs agents or something. I don't know.
Really, Dan? You're going
to
turn me
I would
in?
Like to. I'll send one of them. I'll find out. I'll find out the department, and I'll find out, you know, who's got a phone down there, and I'll text them. I'll say, you know, the girl from Arkansas? She's a thief.
Thanks, Dan. Thanks for always being on my side.
Appreciate it.
Hey, you know what?
Sarah Huckabee Sanders is kind of shaking things up.
She is.
Down there at the Capitol, down in Little Rock.
What's she doing, Dan?
Well, I just noticed here that she just signed a controversial law Wednesday that restricts transgender youth from using the school bathrooms that align with their gender
identity. Which means if you are have the part
of a male, but you identify as a female,
right,
you still have to go to the male restroom.
Is that what that means?
That's what I'm taking it to mean.
Mm. That's going to cause some
flack. It is going to ruffle some feathers.
Yeah. The law enacted by the Republican governor states that transgender pre-K through 12 students
may only use the bathroom that corresponds with their sex designated on their birth certificate. Now, do you think that they're going to try to change things on people's birth certificates when they're born? How is that going to work?
That's I don't know. Because I can't. When they're born,
you can't have a gender. You know what I mean? I mean, the kid doesn't have. I don't know, Dan.
Yeah,
you've just bumfuzzled me on that one.
Yeah, you know, there's a lot of things going on right now
that just swirl my brain.
How do we get here?
I don't know. How do we get here? Anyway, the law also applies to locker rooms for public and private charter schools.
Okay.
It also restricts transgender students from sharing a room with someone from the opposite sex on school trips unless they are a member of their immediate family. The school must either ensure that students staying in the same sleeping quarters are the same sex or provide single occupancy sleeping quarters.
Wow.
The governor said she will sign laws that focus on protecting and educating our kids, not indoctrinating them. And believes our schools are no place for the radical left's woke agenda. Arkansas became the fifth state with a bathroom ban, including Iowa, Oklahoma, Alabama, and Tennessee.
Bible Belt.
Yep. Lawsuits have been filed against Oklahoma and Tennessee already over their bathroom restrictions. So I would assume that Arkansas will follow. Maybe somebody will fight it. Last week, Iowa Republican Governor Kim Reynolds signed similar legislations while also signing a law to bar doctors from giving gender affirmative care to transgender minors.
Do you have a view on that?
I have a view. It's
my answer for everything is simple, and a lot of it is, why are we going here?
Right.
You know, I made a statement, I think the first week I was here, and we were talking about transgender, and you're born female and I'm born male, but there's certain parts of me that feel feminine.
Correct.
At times.
Right.
So why are we not happy with that? Why are we not happy with being
a male or
I could be 60-40. I could feel man 60% of the time and female about flowers and, you know, or whatever. I might see a lady with a dress that I think is a very attractive dress.
That you would look good in?
Yeah. Well, no, not that I would look good in it. But there are people that do feel feminine.
I agree.
And they do want to wear feminine clothes.
So just leave it at that.
Have all this gobbledygook going on with it.
Yeah. You know, our life is
A personal experience. It's a personal journey. But when you create laws that force other people to accept a certain title, function, or whatever, it gets to be rude. It gets to
You're excluding somebody in that
process.
Yeah, I'm not living my life
for the simple fact that I'm having to bend my existence for other people's ideals that I don't agree with.
We can all agree to disagree. It's such a good statement, but we don't follow that.
Yeah. It's a simple thing, but I think so many people are just making it way too complicated.
I agree. Yeah. I would agree with that.
Arkansas also reportedly advanced a bill that would criminalize transgender adults who use public restrooms that align with their gender identity. These anti-trans actions have attracted growing vocal criticism.
Not sure.
The executive director of the Gay, Lesbian, and Straight Education Network states that these bathrooms bans hurt students' academic achievement and the educators held accountable for student success. Discriminatory policies affect more than just grades LGBTQ plus students who experience discrimination, like being prohibited from using the restroom, report higher levels of depression and lower self-esteem. Enforcing these bills would be prohibitively expensive and time-consuming for schools and extraordinarily invasive toward transgender students.
You know, I'm sure there
are mental health issues that those types of things do cause students to be depressed and all, but, you know, you can be perfectly know who you are identity-wise and still have depression. So, I mean, I don't know. It's hard for me to wrap my head around all that because I don't necessarily have that view. But
and you know what?
We are completely out of time.
Well, it's been such a pleasure.
Thanks for tuning in. We'll see you again tomorrow.